the Apollo 11. It was slightly colder in here last night than it has been on any previous night. Does ECOM notice any change in his data or any explanation for that?
Roger, stand by just a moment. We'll got to check some temperatures.
Up until last night, it was, if anything, a little on the warm side at night. Last night, it was on the chilly side.
Roger there. We'll run down the temperatures for the two nights.
Oh, it's no big thing. This is a matter of interest.
Roger.
And how'd you like the command module RCS temperatures?
Eleven Houston, they all look very good. The lowest temperature was 40 degrees, and we're taking a look at your cabin temperatures now.
Yeah, we agree on the CMRCS. No heater is going to be required by a country mile.
We think that's correct.
We don't like those heaters anyway, working off the direct coils.
Roger.
Peculiar thing going on the platform alignment is that when I really take my time and do a very slow, careful, precise job of marking, I'm getting about the same star angle difference as when I'm doing it in TTC and have to do a hurried rush job with relatively poor tracking. Star angle differences seem insensitive and almost make me believe there's a very small bias error somewhere in the section.
Roger, 11. Perhaps the 3 degrees per second just isn't that much of a bother, over.
Well, he's really trying to explain why you can't get all zeros.
Yeah, that's, I think Buzz is probably right. Matter of fact, one time I made a mark which I thought was a little bit in error, but I thought, well, heck, I'll go ahead and see how it works out anyway, and I got 5 zeros that time. And when I have thought everything was exactly precisely on, I have consistently been getting 0.01.
Al, Roger, apparently it pays to hurry.
I usually do. Visibility through the telescope has been very poor. It's, I would say, even worse than the simulator is right now. It requires long periods of dark adaptation, which most times are most inconvenient. So it's really a tremendous asset to keep the platform powered up at all times and to keep it tweaked within the capability of the sextant field of view.
I understand, Mike. 11 Houston, checking your temperatures. It does look like the spacecraft may have cooled down perhaps 2 or 3 degrees in the last 24 hours, and that sounds to be consistent with your report on the comfort level there. Over.
Okay. Is that a limb off phenomenon?
Houston, it looks like we'll have to think a little more about that as to whether it's a limb off or some effect of being out of lunar orbit. We don't know, so we'll have to puzzle before we can give a better answer.
Okay. Well, if the systems guys have anything they want to chase down, we'll be happy to give you any readings or reports or what have you.
Roger. We'll think about that and see if there aren't some other tests to be usefully performed here.
Okay.